How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hello.
I don't know how to start this because this is new. So, like, I'm experienced with podcasts, but like when it comes to new intros, I have no idea what to do.
We should just say our names.
I'm just gonna introduce you guys. Okay. First, I'll introduce myself. I am Danny. Hello. Nice to meet you. And from my left, I have Lorenzo.
Hello.
And across from me, I have Chelsea.
Hello.
So there you go. That's us. And this is essentially going to be like a music podcast where we talk about, I don't know, ranging from a lot of stuff because we listen to a lot of music. That's why we're doing this podcast, because we have a wide variety of music that we could talk about. And yeah. So how's everybody doing tonight?
It's kind of warm.
It's very warm.
It's not too crazy, but it's pretty warm.
I'm going to get us a studio, I promise.
A studio,
aka the man cave.
Oh, yes. Well,
can't maybe talk to Candace about it, but she'd probably be down.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it's not used. But this is our pilot episode. Yay. Yay, we did it.
Yay,
after
we did
lots
it.
Of planning, after lots of planning and...
Lots of yelling via text message.
No, I weren't a little text
Danny
at all.
Danny was very aggressive.
I wasn't aggressive.
Yes, you
wanted to do
all
this.
Caps.
Only stickers.
Only stickers.
Only Steven Universe stickers shared.
We're gonna talk about music, but our first episode obviously is gonna be the intro, because not a lot of people know what we like to listen to, or no one at all. So, I mean, who wants to start? I don't want to start.
I'll go.
Go ahead.
I was thinking about what kind of music I like. It'd be easier just to list what I don't like.
Good.
Which is country music.
Okay.
Bluegrass. Mm-hmm. I don't want to offend anybody, but that's just not what I like. I have a huge range of data in my head, from Stevie Wonder to, like, you know, Wu-Tang Clan.
Nice.
So I know that it's rough to hear that I don't like country music, so I'm so sorry. For anybody,
I don't think people who listen to country music listen to podcasts anyway. So.
You don't know what they do with their lives. You don't know.
they might feel like, oh man, this might be about country music, but it most definitely is not.
No, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
That's what we're gonna get into. That's what this whole podcast is gonna turn into.
Lorenzo.
I like everything. I am a guitar player, so I do like bluegrass and country music because their chords are very lovely to play, rather than regular rock music and power chords, but absolutely love everything, ranging from Sum 41 to Joyner Lucas or Nas. Nice. Everything in between. Love it.
Good choices. Good choices. I don't know. I like everything. I like to experiment because I was so closed off, like, as a kid. Like, you guys know, like, what I liked in middle school and stuff like that, like scene music. Well, like a different scene, you
absolutely
know? There's so many different, like Escape the Fate and stuff like that. So, like, I don't know.
We all have some things that we're not very proud of.
Yeah, we'll talk. It's that's okay. Like, that's a whole episode. If
that's
anything.
a throwback. What were you doing in middle school? Where were you? And what were you listening to?
Headphones with a black hoodie looking out the window of the bus.
That was my getup. But after I graduated, like, high school, I started opening myself up to a lot of music. And I have to agree with Chelsea. I don't like mainstream country music. It's just terrible.
Oh, stadium country music.
Stadium country music, sure. Yeah. Shout out, as
Bo Burnham calls it.
Shout out to Bo Burnham. But I like folk. Folk is something I've been really getting into. Gothic folk, like horror folk, is actually a genre, and it's amazing.
Oh, yes, you did show me.
Yeah,
that
is
interesting.
It's super
I'll have
cool.
to take a listen to
oh,
that.
Oh, it's
that
great.
That sounds really cool.
I'll send you some stuff. Maybe I'll send it in the group chat. Oh, if anyone else is down with that
just
kind of stuff.
Just not aggressively, please.
No, I promise. I won't
listen
do it
now.
Okay, oh my God. Don't get me messed up. I love the Dixie Chicks, okay?
Yeah.
But the new country, yeah, I agree. I think everybody's on the same page, though. Anybody I talk to, they're like, this is not country music. This has got a hip-hop beat. And I was like, this is good.
I know, we're going to get into, like, how it kind of works with our professions, in a sense. Mm-hmm. But country music does play a big role in some of the games I've been playing as of late.
No shit.
And that country music is really good.
That
it's
is
southern,
so interesting.
It's southern country music. So, but, yeah. mainstream country music. I mean, we might talk shit about it at an extensive rate, but like, you know,
the good kind of shit.
The good shit is not going to get bashed on as much.
Yeah.
But I want to drop some ground rules on you guys, because this is a music podcast, so we have to try and stay unbiased.
Oh, yes.
In a sense, that's when fair. It comes to certain things. So I think I talked to Lorenzo about this a little bit, but we're going to do like kind of like a swear jar, but it's not exactly a swear jar. It's like words we have to avoid saying on certain topics.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So like saying something is trash is...
I say that all the time.
I look just at Lorenzo for that. Hmm.
Exactly. Like,
what about garbage?
Garbage, anything that has to refer, like, is really like direct. Like, you're not saying... It lacked in some kind of way, and you're saying, "No, it's trash, it's garbage, shit." Like, that's bad. Like, that's a swear jar.
Explain
thing.
Your reasoning.
Because in order
Danko
for this,
likes to be biased.
In order for this, yes. Well, in order for this podcast to be like, because we talk about music, we're gonna talk about music. We're gonna get in depth with some of the music stuff, different genres, like how it relates to our life. You know, stuff all ranging from certain things. The second we become too biased, though. Like really hardcore bias, like someone likes something that we don't and we say it's trash, like people will hate us. So
I just also don't think that's a valid excuse. Why don't you like it? It's trash.
Yeah. Okay. That too.
Like
why, what yeah. don't you like about it? Like it's right. better we explain it than just right. saying something's trash. But if yeah. you do say it's okay, we're just going to penalize you for it. We're going to mark a point off or something.
No, it's no, it's a dollar.
You do, oh, a dollar. Oh
it's
God.
A dollar. Like
oh
an actual
gosh.
Swear jar.
Come on, man.
Other than that,
make sure you go to the bank on Sundays. Get your dollars.
I'm trying to pull it.
Yo, I'm at a job where I make tips, so I'm fine with that. I'm gonna just be saying it all the time.
But I'm sure.
Cool.
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 We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Maybe a little bit, especially when it comes to especially when it comes to certain
I'm
people.
Offended.
No, nope, it's okay.
Cool. That's not a bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be the only ground rule for the podcast, but I do want to get into like. How it plays a big role in our life in forms of work, because both of you are dance instructors, teachers, choreographers,
yeah,
yes.
artists,
most definitely
artists. So that's a very accurate word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Artists.
How does, I mean, everyone probably knows the gist of how it plays a big role in what you guys do, but you want to get into that? Do you guys want to, you know, tell us like a really significant how?
Okay.
Definitely on your mood of the day, because you definitely don't want to choreograph to just anything. So if you definitely found a song that fits your mood, no matter how hard you try to choreograph to a different song, you're playing the other song in your head. So definitely the mood. Some days are softer for me and other days are more hard hitting since I am a hip hop teacher. It definitely, mm-hmm. definitely plays a huge role on how I'm feeling or what I find interesting during the day.
Okay.
Nice. I most definitely agree about the mood of the music will definitely play a part in what you decide to create and how you will create it. Being in the dance world my entire life, it's kind of made me really open to music. You have to be as a dancer. You can't. Like, if somebody wanted me to choreograph, I actually teach line dancing, so I'm not going to really bash country music. Okay. Like, I have I actually have to listen to it, and, like, I sing along. I don't, like, listen to it with angst. So I have to be able to, you know, create to all genres. Mm-hmm. I teach pretty much everything, but my specialty is tap. Okay. So that's a lot of jazz music, but I also like to use a lot of hip-hop music. Because that's just what I like to use.
Yeah.
For tap, for contemporary, for all that stuff. Because that's mainly my source of inspiration right now. Ask me this maybe like when I was in high school 10 years ago. And I would have been like, I love Jason Mraz and Gavin DeGraw.
There's nothing wrong with
and
that.
Like, no, and there's nothing. And I still do. I absolutely love both of those dudes. But I've opened my mind and it's actually opened my movement. So the more we work with music, the more we create. And if we stay with just one like genre or one mood, we become stagnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is like, that's when people are like, I don't know what to do. What do I do? How do I use this? I don't know how people don't find songs for their pieces. Like, I'm always listening to music and I'm always being like, oh, I got to create to this. Or like, oh, I really like this song. I want to do a combo or something like that. So
I definitely agree. I don't understand how people don't find music.
It's weird. You wouldn't believe how people are like, well, where'd you find that song? The internet? Like,
it's I'd say we're on a different spectrum in a way, because we know people who stick to their their certain template, you know, and they're comfortable with it. And since we're like, I'll get bored, I'll be like, I can't listen to this right now. Like right now I'm on a Coheed and Cambria, like hard kick, like rock. Yeah. Like metal.
Absolutely.
And I know if I get bored of it and that's the only music I would listen to, I would go insane. Like
I couldn't do it, dude.
Yeah. But, you know, there are people who like to be comfortable. And I think one of the goals I want to do for this podcast is for people to kind of like branch out, you know?
Mm, yeah.
I think one of the things we should do or like suggest stuff for people to listen to every week or something that, you know? Oh, I didn't even explain. Like, this podcast is going to be a little shorter than usual. Like, it's going to be like 20 minutes or so. And it's going to be weekly. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot if we had a meeting about that.
No, we did. No. We did in the group chat. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be weekly, so it's not going to be too long, but it's going to be enough for people who want to tune in and they want to listen to like a certain topic. So, we might get into some big topics. Yeah, it might be long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you never know. But so yeah, dancing and music are like, I'm making a hand motion right now, like this. Like they're like together.
Imagine me.
Inappropriate, Danko. Can't believe what I just saw. No,
don't take it the wrong way. But yeah, so they work hand in hand together.
Yeah.
And, most definitely.
So I create gaming videos. It ranges from like Let's Plays and like stream highlights to like reviews of games. And one of the big things that about gaming is the soundtrack. Mm. Always. That ties in a game like hardcore. Like, I don't know if you know of the game Cuphead.
No.
Yes.
You know, Cuphead.
Yes.
All orchestra, jazz band, ragtag, swing.
I would very much enjoy that.
If it didn't have that like awesome music, the game would have lacked hardcore. Like, so I look at games at a lot of aspects. Of course, the gameplay, the combat, you know, the style of it, the art, the direction it's going, the story. But music is a big one. The soundtrack, like how it's composed, stuff like that, how it brings the mood together. If you're playing a horror game, you want music that's eerie and scary, you know. That plays a big role in what I do. And I do mixes, like, you know, from time to time. And I like doing mixes because I'm not mashing one genre together. I'm mashing what fits together, essentially.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
My last mix had like indie, hip hop, and like I think it was like old it was like Casablanca or something, like, but but it all fit together very smoothly. So it's really important to make sure that the mix flows together, you know,
the moods.
And so I mean, I'm no dancer, and
I've seen some moves.
I don't know
I have to bring that up one day.
Oh god. But I know that music is essential to a lot of things, even movies.
Yes.
You know, like movies need that great soundtrack, they need that background music.
I only like movies that have good soundtracks.
Exactly.
I watch movies, but I don't remember ones that have just like not good soundtracks, because it either makes or breaks the film. Which I never thought about video games, because I mean, I'm good at Mortal Kombat, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even good,
even
but
even that, man, like,
but because
yeah,
everybody knows.
That's iconic.
Music, I think music makes everything. Everything. It really ties together everything.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Definitely agree. Since I analyze videos or analyze movies and definitely watch a lot of game videos. By the way, twitch.tv/bulldozerdenko.
Oh, Jesus.
Shameless plug. I definitely agree. It would be very hard to watch or even enjoy any type of game that didn't have a good soundtrack, or just any type of soundtrack in general that didn't fit its mood.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine watching a TV show with like nothing.
Ew.
Nothing would be suspenseful because you wouldn't feel it. Oh, music yeah. makes you feel, like we talked about earlier, it makes you feel whatever is happening.
Which is a topic, a really big topic I would like to get into. I want to send you guys, maybe you have some of like suspenseful music, like that buildup of Ooh. Like shows or movies. Like,
oh, yeah.
That would be, I have some stuff I want to send you guys and you want to send it back. But essentially, this podcast is for everyone to like kind of delve into music in a lot of aspects, not just listening to it, but like observing it. You know, mm-hmm. and stuff like that for us as a group and for the people listening, whoever that may be, mm-hmm. you know. And so that's what this podcast is going to, that's the goal of this podcast, is to inform people and maybe even inform ourselves.
Very true.
No, yeah. absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm super informed about video games and I will probably pay more attention to them. Well, I don't mind watching like streaming games or whatever, you know what I do remember is Grand Theft Auto because of the soundtrack.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. I could care less about the game. I was like, I love this song. I'm like, that's tight that this song is on here. Oh, or some people, that's how they relate. They're like, oh, yeah, I know that song is from Grand Theft Auto. Like people who don't really dive into music, they're like, I remember that from there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes.
Oh, yes. I remember listening to That's Life by... you can say it, Frank
Sinatra.
Yeah, on Tony Hawk.
Yeah,
I've always that's the first time I heard that song, and I will never forget it.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, I think, a thing to leave people with is like, you don't know everything. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't think I've listened to every single song on the planet.
Oh hell no!
And I know I have a better taste than any other people. Kind of, you guys have opened my eyes up to that. And it's like there's always another song coming out,
yeah,
or a different like mix of it, which we all have our different, you know, moods. Like you said when you guys were talking about dancing, we all have our different moods, what we're listening to day to day. Like, what are you guys listening to now though? You know, what's the mood right now?
For me, I'm listening to a lot of Jordan Smith, and honestly I'm listening to a lot of Booker T and the MGs. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right? Yeah,
I think so.
I'm listening to a lot of instrumental stuff because I just don't want to identify with any lyrics at the moment.
Okay.
So, but that's, I like all that stuff. And I'm listening to Drake always. Honestly, always, yeah. like forever and always. So that's kind of like what I'm bopping around to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is Travis Thompson. Because he released this little 40-minute short film about his new album called You Good.
Did he really?
Yes. So I'm really into that. I really like the song called No More. Oh, I figured it out what it means. Oh, holy Jesus. Crap. Yeah.
What does it mean?
It basically he's talking, he in the chorus he sings continuously, you don't have to tell me no more, no more. And what he's talking about is, you know, you don't have to argue with me anymore, but I like to hear it. Like, I like to know that. I like to be in some type of not good form. And that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
And Travis Thompson, Chances for new songs. Definitely like Workout and 65th and Ingleside. Those are along the lines of what I'm listening to right now.
Nice. Well, I already told you guys, I'm just on this hardcore Coheed and Cambria, like, nonstop.
That's okay.
Because because they're concept artists. So Claudio Sanchez, the lead singer, all of his albums, well, not all of them except for the one that came out last year, follow a story. Mm. And he writes a comic book to go with that story.
Oh, he does?
Yes. They're called The Armory Wars.
Oh.
So it's a story inside the music, and I'm all over concept artists. Like, I love music and stories at the same time. Like, I know what it's saying. Mm-hmm. So I've been re-listening to the albums in order of how they're supposed to happen. And just like, looking at the lyrics and like looking at the story, I'm like, I know where I am. Okay.
Yeah.
And, he's coming out with a new album. They're coming out with a new album, nice. In like 2 months. So Ooh. I'm like super excited.
Getting yourself ready.
Yes. Yes.
More Coheed and Cambria binge coming to you soon.
Oh, yeah. God. I love Coheed. But, like, instrumentals, like just any kind of instrumental or, like hip-hop instrumentals or, like, rock instrumentals?
No, I'm more into, like, super old school instrumentals. I will find old jazz albums off of Spotify just to like, I'm also learning how to drum. So I listen to a lot of tracks with like just gnarly drum sets and rhythms and stuff like that. But I've always kind of been that way. I can't really tell you where I find instrumental stuff. I just, it's on my Spotify recommended. And so it saves me half the time of digging.
Well, I know that like, I have some bands like Explosions in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Or like Tides of Man. And like, I'm definitely sending you that Cuphead album now because that, like, that would there's be no great. Music. It's just hardcore like jazz.
Yes.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Too bad the games are really difficult. It makes you want to shoot yourself.
I beat it. It's cool.
That game is hard. It's so the picture is very set into old school Mickey type setting.
Oh, cool.
And that's what it looks like.
Steamboat Willie?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Cool. Like with color. But yeah, it's super fun, but super difficult.
You essentially gamble your life away to the devil, and he's like, you got to collect all these contracts for me if you want your life back.
Oh, yeah.
It's all these hard bosses.
And sounds like my everyday life.
It's rough. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to the first episode of this podcast, Untitled Podcast.
We'll have a name. We'll have a name soon.
We'll figure it out.
But I would like to thank Chelsea for joining me and Lorenzo.
Thank you.
And I'm Danny, and we're all hosts. I'm not going to be the host, so we're co-hosts.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Cool. Sound good.
Cool. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. If you listen, make sure to like drop a comment or like, share it, you know, if you enjoyed it. And if you know us personally, you can please come up to any of us and tell us like if you like the podcast. You know, any feedback is appreciated.
Yes.
And down below, we're going to have like what we're listening to, kind of maybe like a link of some sort. And pretty much all we talked about in the podcast. We don't have any social media yet, but maybe we will in the future. Maybe when the podcast is released. So I'd like to thank everyone for joining me today. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.